Kat Kinsman, on top of having one of the finer names anyone's ever been able to call their own, has been writing about food for over a decade. But in her other life, she writes about something else, living with mental illness. And a few years ago, while she was interviewing chefs, she began to notice how much anxiety and depression came up in conversation. So she's trying to do something about it. So hey, Kat, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, Francis, thank you for having me.
You started a website and a Facebook discussion group called Chefs with Issues. What's it about?
It is about addressing the very previously under-discussed crisis of mental health in the restaurant industry.
And what compelled you to start it?
I am pretty public about my own struggles with mental health. I had a few essays that went viral when I worked at CNN about my struggles with anxiety and depression. And, I'm also a food journalist. So what would happen is that I would be interviewing a chef. We'd be talking about whatever dish they were working on or their new restaurant. And there would come a break in that where we would change batteries from the recorder, somehow go off the record. And they would say, hey, here's what's going on with me. Here's what's going on with somebody in my kitchen. And it started happening more often than not. And I thought, You know what? No one's really talking about this. I know what it's like to just live in your own little bubble of despair, thinking you're a freak, and how talking about it can change things so radically. So on January 1st of 2016, I put up a website, just kind of a little signpost out there in the wilderness saying, hey, me too, if you want to come talk about it.
Yeah. And what have you heard?
Well,
I know it's confidential.
So I can't really talk about a lot of the specifics. But I put up a poll that day asking people. I just wanted to make sure that I was flinging this in the right direction. So I asked people what they were up against, specifically people who work in restaurants, whether it's back of house, front of house, the office, even, PR people, writers, what they were struggling with, if they felt safe talking about it at work, if they've gotten any help. I thought I would get a few dozen responses, and last I checked, there were over 2,000 responses to this survey, and they really are just suffering in silence, and the toll is tremendous and under-discussed, from substance abuse to breakup of families to a lot of chefs taking their own lives, and, you figure if there's somebody probably statistically in the same room as you who is going through the same thing, if you can share that burden a little bit, things will get better.
You know, it's a weird industry, right? It's really intense. It's really hard work. Is there something specific to this industry where it makes it harder for people to ask for help? Do you see people talking about that?
Well, I'm going to break that down just a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah.
People ask me, there are all these other really tough, intense professions. There's athletes and doctors and people in finance, and they're up against, that much pressure as well. What makes being a cook any different? They all have money. People in restaurants don't have any money or insurance. Mm-hmm. So people who work in kitchens are working for minimum wage. And or if you work for tips, you work for a tipped minimum wage. You just don't have all of those resources that somebody in another profession might. So what happens is that a lot of people who maybe don't necessarily fit into a day-to-day office job or some sort of other profession, maybe don't have a, super stable family life, or just for some reason don't happen to fit into that mainstream, find a home in the kitchen. It's a really great, fantastic thing. That's where you find camaraderie and family. And I've heard from, say, people who have OCD or something, that kitchen life really, really is great for that, because you're rewarded for the thing that you're good at. You're rewarded for, order and repetition and, all of these other things that might be difficult in another kind of job make you a really fantastic kitchen worker. People thrive on the structure of it. They thrive on that really, intense atmosphere, and they're rewarded for, all of these things that maybe in regular society make it a little bit tough for them. The flip side of that is that if you're, somebody with a predilection to, addiction or behaviors that are fueled negatively by that kind of atmosphere, you're going to find that exacerbated too. Even people who maybe don't have a predilection toward that, they get caught up in the rhythm of it. They find the camaraderie. It's hard to come down. emotionally, physically after a really intense service. And it just becomes this cycle that it's really difficult to stand up and break because you're afraid that somebody is just going to tell you, that's how it is. That's how it's always been. You need to earn your bones. This is what toughness looks like. This is what being a cook looks like. I think this is starting to change.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you have a place where people at least start to talk about it and to figure out what's going on with themselves and hopefully get help with one another.
The really generous, amazing thing that I have seen is chefs usually aren't really great about taking care of themselves. They're all about in the service of the customer. And like you said, there's this incredible disparity toward the care they take to their guests. And dear God, you see all those sort of luminous videos of people delicately putting a microgreen on a plate on top of a perfect dish. They're showing more care to the microgreen than they are to the people next to them, or more importantly, to themselves. But if they are told, hey, you know what would be really great is if you can lavish some of this care on somebody in the same industry, given a chance and a safe place to do it where they won't be judged, they are so generous with helping mm-hmm. each other out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kat Kinsman is the author of High Anxiety, Life with a Bad Case of Nerves, and is the founder of the website Chefs with Issues.